Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Birkbigler joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Marsha Birkbigler, the Washoe County Commissioner. We're taping this on Wednesday, March 18th, the morning after the governor made his announcement. Your initial response?
Well, you know, I think the governor probably did what was right. I think he probably made the right decision because, as I'm sure you've heard from all of the health people that I know you've had on the program, that the whole goal here is to flatten the curve. And you know how viruses are. They go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. That's what viruses do. And so this is such a nasty virus and so easily contagious to other people and relatively dangerous to people of a certain age, especially if they have underlying health issues. So the governor probably did the right thing. What does it mean in the long term? And what are some of the side effects that didn't get, that are going unsure about, that didn't get answered? So as an example, what do we do about people who are coming here to stay in short-term rentals? You're coming here, you've rented a vacation home on AOL, I mean online, and how do we close that down? That's a business that we don't know how to close down.
Do we want to close it down?
I don't know. Maybe we don't. But what do we do about people who say it's too dangerous to live in California right now? I'm going to go rent a place in Nevada, you know, either in Southern Nevada or Northern Nevada, and they possibly have been exposed to the virus. We have no way of controlling that. So, I mean, those are factors that are just factors you can't do something about. One of the questions that's come up repeatedly since the governor's talk last night, I can't tell you how many phone calls I've had on, is what does this mean to marijuana establishments? They're a business. They're growing marijuana. They can't stop growing marijuana because they can't stop processing marijuana because they lose their product. And so what do we do about that? So the other thing is the Nevada Supreme Court has issued an opinion that says marijuana, medical marijuana, is in fact a medicine. So we really, can we shut down marijuana stores? But so now we say to people who just want to go out and have a drink in the bar, you can't go have a drink in the bar, but you can go buy your marijuana, your day use marijuana that you want. You know, those are questions that people are going to bring up and people are going to be unhappy about. But it's one of those things that I think the goal here, the governor, I think the goal of all of us as elected officials is to protect the citizens as much as we can.
the other side of that, of course, is what's going to happen to businesses. You're a businesswoman yourself. There are most businesses, as you are well aware, that the money that comes in today pays the bills of next week.
That's right.
And if the money doesn't come in this week, then they're going to be short. The average citizen doesn't have $600 to pay for any unexpected expense.
You're absolutely right.
So are we looking at devastating bankruptcies?
I don't think any of us really know the fallout that we're going to see. But just to, from my perspective, as you know, I do a lot of work with senior citizens, and we at the county feed lots of senior citizens every day. Those people, that's the only meal they get. Now, they can't come into the senior center because the senior centers have, 200 people in them on any given time. So how are we going to feed those people? So what is the process? What is the cost to municipal governments to continue to make sure those citizens get food? And we have to do that. I mean, we cannot say to you, well, I know you always eat your only meal of the day right here in our senior center, but sorry, the governor's closed everything down and we can't have you grouping in a large group. We have to figure out some way to feed them. And fortunately, we have a great human services department and a great senior citizens department, and they're working on that and making sure that these people are still getting food. But that's a side effect that I don't think anybody really thought about. And just like the small business operator, that's a side effect that, I'm sure people think about it, but is it a side effect that is less important than the greater good? And I think that's the question we have to ask. Shutting down tourism and gaming in Nevada is important. It's 40% of the state budget. So that's a real key issue. So what are we doing? Are we going to result in people lose? Is the result of this going to be 30 days from now, people who have had to close their mom and pop pizza shop just can't reopen? They don't have any way to pay the bills. Fortunately, some of the banks are saying, if you can't pay your house payment, we're not going to charge you late fees. We're not going to, the governor, as you probably heard last night, called upon people not to foreclose and to pull all of that back and to stop all of that. So fortunately, that, I think, is trying to address that issue, and let's hope that it is successful.
The federal government is talking in terms of a trillion plus. Congressman Amade was saying potentially $1.2 trillion, which is an unfathomable amount of money. Mm-hmm. A Harvard economist was speaking last night and saying that if this first round of sending $1,000 per person isn't successful, then we should do another round. Your thoughts on this, and as, again, as a businesswoman, if a business is, existing hand to mouth, as a lot of businesses are, what SBA loan are they going to get?
Well, one would hope that the SBA and all of those other groups are going to follow suit on what the president and vice president said in their talk yesterday morning. I can't remember what time it was, and what the governor said in his talk last night. One would hope that they're going to follow through and not pursue bankruptcy, and give them a grace period after this. Hopefully this is only 30 days, and frankly, from what I'm seeing, I think it's going to be longer than that. But give them a grace period to get back on their feet after this is over with. It's unique and interesting to those of us who live in America, we're born and raised in America. There are a few things that we think are just our right. One is the right to go out to eat if we want to go out to eat. One is the right to open a business if we want to open a business. To drive across the country if we want to drive across the country. This is something that we haven't dealt with since maybe, I don't even think in the polio outbreak in the late 40s, early 50s, that it was such a pervasive thing, because maybe people didn't congregate, they didn't travel. I don't know what, I was born in 50, but I was a baby in those days, so I have no idea. But
travel certainly wasn't prevalent then.
Yeah, this is something we in America have never dealt with. And so a lot of this we're playing by ear. And a lot of it, I think we as Americans tend to think, this is stuff that happens in another country, it doesn't happen to us.
All right, let's take a break. More with Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Burke-Bigler when we come back.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marcia Birkbigler. She's the Washoe County Commissioner. A couple of things that you wanted to raise, a discussion about the election and the census.
So what happened in Ohio was they closed down, because the courts wouldn't let them delay it, they closed, because of the way it's written in their constitution, logical for the court to rule that way, but they closed down and did not do their primary. Or caucus, or I think it was primary in Ohio. So they didn't do it. So that means that the citizens of the state of Ohio did not get to vote in the primary. What does that mean in the long term as far as litigation, as far as a fair election? We are used to having reasonably fair elections in this country. So what does that mean in the long term for the presidential election? Let's assume for a minute that one track says this is going to, the numbers will peak in mid-May, and one track says the numbers won't peak until July. Let's assume for a minute that the numbers don't peak until October. How does that impact the presidential election? And I think, and national elections across the country, and I think those are factors that we at the state level, we at the county level, have really got to take a serious look at. How are we going to move forward and make sure that citizens get the right to vote? If we still have people in self-isolation, how are they going to vote? Where are they going to go to vote? So are we going to need to really increase, like in Alaska, most of the voting is done by absentee ballot. Are we going to need to increase that factor? And there's a cost associated with that for us at the county level, because we have to print those ballots and get those ballots out in a timely manner. So, I mean, I think that's a factor that we're going to have to spend some time thinking about, and that is very concerning.
At this point, with the federal government offering, it seems, almost any amount of money to get people to comply, is money going to be the factor? I mean, what is the discussion between you and your fellow commissioners and staff in regard to, well, we just have to do it?
Well, I don't think we've gotten that far yet. I think based on now the governor of Nevada shutting down the state for basically 30 days, now that triggers a lot of these conversations that haven't been had. One of the conversations, though, that's much more imminent than the November election is the census, because that's going on right now. So people, the libraries are closed. People who don't have access to computers, and, you know, in this day and age, we think everybody has access to computers, but truthfully, they don't. They go to the library, and they go and do their census work at the library. They can't do that now. And so if you're self-isolating into July, assuming we're self-isolating until July, how are we going to handle the door-to-door attention that the census is going to require? And is this going to really impact the way or the number of people getting counted? And that's a big concern to states, because, of course, the number of people equates to the number of federal dollars, a direct correlation. So it's exceedingly important for everyone to please understand, get on a computer, figure out a way, do the census, answer it at the door. That census means Nevada, means Washoe County, means the city of Reno, the city of Sparks are going to get more money from the federal government if you get counted. If you don't get counted, that's a long-term potential disaster because it's 10 years before we do it again.
And I want to point out, to our viewers and listeners across the state, so we're talking Clark County, we're talking Elko County, every county in the state of Nevada, you need to fill in the census forms.
Absolutely.
Because it is a huge deal.
It is a huge deal. It is, as I said, a direct correlation to how much money we get for future police needs, for future pandemic needs, assuming we have another one. I mean, okay, we've got one now, are we going to have another one? Let's hope not, but it could happen. And so all these future issues that we're going to deal with in the next 10 years, growth and everything else that goes along with that, new sewer plants, new water plants, all of those have a direct correlation to how many citizens get counted in. I can't express more how important that is for us all across the state of Nevada. In every county, it is important to make sure you get counted.
There was some that thought, rightly or wrongly, that the city of Reno, through the mayor, had overreacted in terms of what she came out with as her rulings. The governor pretty much shut that discussion down because he went above and beyond what even she had suggested. But at the time, the head of the health department in Washoe County was not advocating for the amount of control that we're seeing now. Do you think that we are in a situation where, and sadly, you and I have both been through these kind of things, when something is wrong, you go to the doctor tells you the worst possible scenario to get you under control so that they can start treating you and deal with the situation, and then if it's not as bad as it could have been,
thank goodness,
everything is wonderful.
Yes.
Is that a situation we're in, and do you feel that potentially we could see some of these things relaxed over the next month or two so that people can get back to a more normal lifestyle?
Potentially, that's very true. I was on a call this morning on what the condition of testing supplies, for instance, are here, and we are very perilously close to being in danger in the state of Nevada. And we're being told that we're not going to get the supplies we need till possibly May or June. And, you know, swabs, the ability to test the swab and do, to swab the throat or the nose or whatever they're doing and get it tested is a concern. We're fortunate in Washoe County right now that we only have 13 victims that have been positively identified. But fortunately, none of them are in critical condition. They're all at home. They're not, you know, being hospitalized. So that's fortunate. So they have a controllable disease for them. So that's great. We don't want to see people die. But do we only have 13 because of the process of the testing is going so slow? And now, because Clark County had some problems with their mechanism for testing, now all of their tests are coming up to the state center. So, you know, and they've got a lot more people than we have. So, you know, they have more people with it. They've had one person die. So,
Who also had extenuating circumstances.
Yes, a 60-year-old man who had serious underlying health problems. And so that's an issue. But what happens with us is the call, we have a call center, that number that's set up. Right after the mayor made her speech, our call, we got 900 calls in a very short period of time. It was a 20-minute wait to just ask a question. I have diabetes, and I'm starting to get a dry cough. Should I come in and get tested? Those are the types of questions that people are asking all the time. And it was a 20-minute wait just to ask that type of a question. So how many people will say, like me, I hate to wait on hold. I'm not going to wait on hold for 20 minutes just to know this. I don't have a fever. I'm feeling fine. I'm going to be fine. And then I'm run to the grocery store. So that's the kind of concern that we're facing at the county, is that we want to make sure that we have phone calls, people answering phone calls who can get there quickly. And I guess that was maybe the major concern with the mayor doing what the mayor did, was that it didn't give us the opportunity to react quickly enough to make sure we had players in place. So one of the things we've been doing is we've been working with, of course, with the hospitals and with RIMSA and with the university. And so we are looking now to bring in some nursing students and some medical students so that we can give them a script training on how to answer these phone calls so we can get more people on the phone. And that's really what we need, because citizens have a right to have their questions answered.
And that will cut down on the panic level
that, will cut
that
down
we're
on
seeing
the panic
in
level.
Grocery stores, et cetera, mm-hmm. As people with no need, because the trucks are coming, everything will be replenished. We're not short of food, we're not short of toilet paper.
They're not gonna turn the water faucet off.
No, well, and that's another thing that's crazy. There was no mention whatsoever from either TUMWA or Southern Nevada Water Authority or any other water authority that there was an issue with the water supply, and yet people are stocking up like it's Armageddon.
Yeah,
it is a form
and
of
toilet
Armageddon.
Paper.
Yeah, it is a form of Armageddon, but not water and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Let's take a break, we'll come right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoors store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marcia Burke-Bigler. She's the Washoe County Commissioner. What should people be doing?
Wash your hands. Practice, I hate political terms, of politically correct terms, as you know, but practice social distancing. You know, when you go into a group of people, try to keep 6 feet between you and the next guy. You gotta go to the grocery store. Right now, grocery stores are totally packed with people, but still, don't go hugging, kissing on people. Stop, don't shake hands. Use, if you can get it, use Purell or use some kind of hand sanitizer. Just make sure that if you have to cough, even if it's just because, like me, I have a chronic sinus problem, so I cough a lot. Cough into your elbow. I cough into my shirt. You know, cough into that. Oops, I think I did that on the microphone, didn't I? That just screamed in somebody's ear. But, you know, do that kind of thing. Make sure you're not coughing on somebody else. The mask does not help you if you don't have the virus. It might help the spread of it if you do have the virus. But if you don't have the virus, putting that little mask on is a waste of your time and your money to have gone and bought it. Because the virus is so tiny, it gets right through the fabric. And so you're gonna be breathing it in anyway.
We got about 90 seconds left. Have you had discussions with the Washoe County Sheriff?
Yes, we've had a number of discussions with him. In fact, he's involved in all of this at all times. Dean Dow from RIMSA, the sheriff, the police chief from both cities, the county and the two city managers, the health district, Kevin Dick, the health district officer, the epidemiologist, all of these guys meet daily. and are really working on this daily. So there's a lot of effort going on that maybe the public needs to know that we are working on this constantly, and we are doing everything we can to try and address the next issue that's coming up. There's just so much that we don't know right now.
Does it concern you that gun shops are selling out of guns and ammo?
Yeah, a lot. But it concerns me just as much that people are fighting with people over toilet paper in the grocery store. I mean, it concerns me that we, you know, this isn't Armageddon. This is a nasty bug, but it's not Armageddon. And we need to pull together as Americans and do what's right for the country.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you, Marcia. Appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.